Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and this is a brand new feature. It's called On the Block, and we're putting people on the block. You've heard of the butcher's block, the cutting block. Well, we are talking with people on our block, members of the community that make our local community super special. And we're going to start with a member of the Red Hook Area Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Colin Stark. He is also the owner of Stark Blooms, which is right here in Red Hook. You can visit starkblooms.com and find out all about it. And good morning, Colin. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Now, how long have you been in Red Hook?
I moved here in 2017, up from New York City.
So were you in the city basically your whole life until then?
No, I grew up in Texas. So I grew up in Texas and then went to school and then came up to New York City. And that was, 20 years ago. Mm. And then, got a little burnt out of the city and wanted a little nice country bucolic life. And Red Hook was it for me.
So do you live in the town of Red Hook?
We're in Upper Red Hook, actually.
Okay,
so
cool.
It's in the outer reaches.
All right.
It's still in there.
Well, we're glad that you're on the block with us.
Thanks.
And Colin, you are the man behind Stark Blooms in Red Hook, and you have a really cool offering. How'd you get involved in flowers?
I kind of always talk about having kind of like a relationship with flowers. When I was when I was a kid, both of my parents were very agricultural minded, and we had a garden and all of that. And I said to my dad, I was just like, if we could get some sort of like cool little greenhouse or whatever. So we built this like little, like nothing fancy, but it was great. It was
wow.
Like this plastic covered thing. And so I started growing pretty young.
So you built it. Did you get a kit or did you kind this is what we're going to do?
No, my dad's always been good at building and all of that.
Cool.
So it's like, we did it from hand, I started as a kid.
What'd you grow first?
First flower, two of them, petunias and zinnias.
Really?
Yep.
Those are kind of tricky to sometimes raise.
My grandmother was always big on zinnias, so that was definitely kind of like an homage to her.
Wow, how cool.
Yeah.
And did you ever get to present her any?
No, I actually didn't. She passed before I kind of really come of age.
Inspiration is there.
Yeah, totally. And it's a
counts.
Sweet thing. Flowers kind of like, they can remind you of your grandmother or something like that. And
yeah,
I think it's
something about also not just the look, but the scent
totally.
Of a flower puts you in a place where you remember something just because of that smell.
100%.
Which is really cool. So you have a knack of bouqueting.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Slinging flowers.
Yeah. How do you choose the flowers for a bouquet, or how do you choose the flowers that you want to grow on your farm?
Well, I always want to grow. We source bulbs, seeds, and everything from all over the world because we want definitely, it's like, these are not like backyard flowers. We want to grow these like interesting varieties. So I'm sourcing things from Israel, from the Netherlands, from all over the place to grow here. And so I really want it to
wow.
be like unique quality, florist grade, just amazing stuff. So
how do flowers from the Netherlands adapt to Red Hook?
They're pretty good. And that's the thing. It's like, Netherlands, like obviously you think of tulips and
yeah,
all of that, but
sure.
they are so agricultural minded over there, and it's like built into their society. But we actually have pretty good conditions comparatively.
Well, I want to chat with you about your cart.
Yeah.
The little truck that is available to rent or for very cool events, weddings, pictures, everything. It's a really cool thing, and we'll talk about that in a moment. The name of the cart is?
The Honeybee.
How strange. No, we knew that, and that's why we played Carol in Wonderland before. And we're going to talk more with Colin Stark of Stark Blooms. He's also a proud member of the Red Hook Area Chamber of Commerce. So we're going to chat with him again in just a little bit. He's our guest here on the Block. up and running. 98.1 KZE, and as far as Colin and I are concerned, it's nothing but flowers.
Here we stand, like an Adam and an Eve, water for walls, the Garden of Eden to fools in love. So beautiful and strong, the birds in the trees are smiling upon them. From the age of the dinosaurs, 'cause we'll run on gasoline. Where have they gone now? It's nothing but flowers. This was a factory, now there are mountains and rivers. You got it, you got it. We caught a rattlesnake, now we've got something for dinner. You got it, you got it. This was a shopping mall, now it's all covered with flowers. You got it, you got it. If this is paradise, I wish I had a little mower. You got it, you got it. Years ago, I was an angry young man. I pretend that I was a billboard standing tall by the side of the road. I fell in love with a beautiful highway. This used to be real estate, now it's only fields and trees. Where is the town now? It's nothing but flowers. The highways and cars sacrificed for agriculture. I thought that we'd start over, but I guess I was wrong. This was a parking lot, now it's a peaceful oasis. You got it, you got it. This was a Pizza Hut, now it's all covered with daisies. You got it, you got it. I miss the honky-tonks, Dairy Queens and 7-Eleven. You got it, you got it. And as things fell apart, nobody paid much attention. You got it, you got it. I dream of cherry pies, candy bars, and chocolate chip cookies. You got it, you got it. We used to microwave, now we just eat nuts and berries. You got it, you got it. This was a discount store, now it's turned into a cornfield. You got it, you got it. Don't leave me stranded here, I can't get used to this lifestyle.
You're listening to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and joining us is Colin Stark of Stark Farms, StarkBlooms.com here in Red Hook. And Colin, that was Caetano Veloso and David Byrne of the Talking Heads. Now, you're familiar with Caetano Veloso.
I am, actually.
Cool. And you have a Greatest Hits album on your phone?
I do, yeah, yeah. I was like, you know, that name sounds familiar. Went and searched my phone, and then I was like, you know what? Actually, his stuff is amazing.
Yeah, he totally is a great singer, great writer. And he is, as I mentioned to you, as told to me, the Bob Dylan of Brazil. Hmm. So he's somebody you should know. And I am super impressed that you have him on your phone. That is wicked cool. Now, Colin Stark, you have a little truck, or I believe it's a truck. You may call it that.
Yeah, it's fair to call it that.
All right. It's called Mini truck. The Honey Bee.
Yep.
And tell folks about it. Where did it come from and its name?
Yeah,
which
so,
is very cool.
You know, we have a farm here and everything. And as part of that, we wanted to kind of get our farm out to people and go to markets and all of that. And so we looked up, you know, this truck came from, it's the same company that does, say, like a Vespa in Italy. And so we imported it from Italy and then kind of we painted it, retrofitted it and all of that.
Was
and
it
so,
vintage or was it brand new?
It's the model is vintage. Oh, okay. But the actual truck is 2023.
So it's fairly new. It's
thankfully on that end. It's got a new motor, so that helps.
Now, how do you pronounce what it is in Italian?
Ape.
Ape.
Which means honeybee. It actually means bee. And Vespa in Italian means wasp. So I guess I think they do these insects, but we were like bee. And then the thing with flowers, we were like, yeah, totally honeybee. Like it's the honeybee.
Yeah,
you know, honeybees are pollinating the flowers. So. Mm.
Well, we thank the honeybees for their work in bringing us variety, which we love.
Absolutely.
And well, as a flower grower, you have to respect the whole ecosystem that the flowers grow in, and how they get pollinated or how they reproduce is super, super incredible and amazing. So you know all about growing flowers on your farm, which is in Red Hook. So that's super cool. All your flowers are grown on the premise, and folks can order flowers for many different events like weddings and parties and stuff like that.
Yeah, totally. Delivery.
Around the world, too.
Yeah. We ship nationwide.
Yeah,
so,
sort of. Around the world as far as the world of Washington State. That's far.
That's, yeah.
Well, the honeybee can be brought to different events or rented out or used for pictures. How does that work? And what do you do with the truck when it's on someone's list?
Yeah, so we do a lot of, like, you know, public markets and all of that. This weekend we're at Field and Supply in Kingston. So, you know, there's that, and you can come and buy bouquets and flowers off of us and everything. But yeah, we rent it out for weddings. We do, you know, there's people that want to do like bridal showers and everything, and they show up and you want to have like a nice gift for your guests and everything. So, you know, we do up the whole, you know, we flower the entire truck and everything. People can come, and if they want to kind of choose their flowers and get
That's
their whole
cool.
like experience, you know, it's fun and kind of get this moment of like nature.
That's cool. And you're also a teacher, so you teach also how to make bouquets, and you have floral arrangements for different events and different colors of different seasons. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, the main thing I've enjoyed is honestly the teaching part of it, you know, and sharing the, you know, my knowledge, which I learned from other people, and you know, continuing that on. So that's always a joy to connect with people on that.
Now, Colin, you're a member of the Red Hook Area Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
And you're a prominent member. Tell the folks.
So in August, I started that as the executive director. And I got to say, for me as a business, it's like I was, you know, when we were starting out, I was like, I need to get my message out and I need to get into the community. And I signed up not knowing exactly what to expect. I started going to meetings, and the Chamber of Commerce dialed me in like within a month. It was just like I had all these contacts and getting into the community and everything. So it was just, it's been an amazing connector for me. And so, you know, as I've gone through with the chamber and everything, like, it's just been such a joy to meet other business owners, get into the community, and participate. And so it's like, overall, it's like, it's all about community. And you know, our business, we want it to be very connected with the people here in town. And we have such an amazing town and village here that
Indeed.
So it's important.
Well, thanks for doing what you do, and thanks for making sure that business owners know other business owners and can work as a good community. And thanks for making that happen. And it brings people together. It brings together a sense of community, and there's nothing better than that. So how can folks support the Red Hook Area Chamber of Commerce or be a part of it? What goes on?
Sure. So, I mean, you can even as an individual, you can be a member of it. It's a super fun group. So, you know, we're meeting next Wednesday at Greek Farm at the Jordan Brewery. And, so there's a lot of like social aspects and everything. So we have a good number of people that are just wanting to be more out in the community and learn about things and all that. So there's that. But if you have a business or if you're thinking about having a business and everything, the resources that come with it, it's not just events. It's like there's real resources and knowledge and the crew of people that we have is like can really help you point you in the right direction and give you really good advice and feedback and all of that. So there's all those ways, but redhookchamber.org, that's where to go, sign up and get more information. And we definitely, you know, we're a very welcoming crew, and we have a good time and we take care of each other, and we're looking forward to just really spreading the gospel of Red Hook, New York. We're just like, you know, it's such a great place to be. So that's what we're all about.
Yeah, it's a great place to live and work all the time.
Yep.
Colin, thanks a lot. We'll be right back after these messages. 98.1 KZE. It is 9:33. This is On the Block, a part of your Thursday experience on the Up and Running Morning Show. Our guest this morning has been Colin Stark of Stark Blooms in Red Hook, also a proud member of the Red Hook Area Chamber of Commerce. Colin, couple more questions, quick ones. What brings you joy? Wait. Okay, here you go. Answer now.
Oh, man. You know, what I have to say is, like, when I started, working with flowers and everything, the joy was actually connecting with other people. I always go back to community, and connecting with people in that way has been, like, I will say the joy of my life in terms of just really, connecting with people in terms of a creative way and seeing that kind of expression and people, like, get excited and all of that. And if they have questions or whatever, it's fun to, you know, just kind of share that knowledge and in the joy of all of that.
I love that. And now, what are you most looking forward to in the near future?
I love the holidays. The holidays are so much fun. And so, you know.
Do you mean Halloween?
Well, no, not exactly. No, Halloween's fun and all of that. But it's like, it's a great time to be up here. Thanksgiving, yeah. Christmas.
It's a magical time.
It really is. It's awesome. And so it's like, and you get to be with family and get together and all of that. And it just, that means a lot. So it's a good time.
Well, may you have the most wonderful holiday season, starting with Halloween and lasting all through the new year. And all the best with Stark Blooms. Folks, check out starkblooms.com and check out the Red Hook Area Chamber of Commerce and find out what's going on in Red Hook. Colin Stark, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Our first ever On the Block on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. We'll be right back with music after this.
Looking for a cannabis shop that feels welcoming, informed?